Reporter Rob Schmitz has covered scary places, and he's covered L.A.'s gangs for years now. He says he looks about as different from a gang member as possible, and that's actually protected him when he's been in some challenging neighborhoods. He seemed so out of place and lost he couldn't possibly be a threat. But when he went to the Drew Street neighborhood, it was different. Here's his reporter's notebook.
Nobody liked me in this neighborhood, not even the dogs. I was here because I'd heard from an LAPD officer that it was the city's most dangerous neighborhood, a place where gang members patrolled from the roofs of apartment buildings using walkie-talkies, guarding stockpiles of automatic weapons fit for a small militia. A foot patrol was out of the question because, the officer told me, it would be too dangerous for his men. I found someone who lived in this tiny neighborhood to talk about the challenges of, well, living here. He was too scared to let me use his real name, and we had to do the interview outside because he didn't want the rest of his family to know he was talking to a reporter. It was early on a weekday morning, so the neighborhood was quiet. But a couple of minutes into the interview, a not-so-friendly-looking pit bull walked up to us and broke the silence.
Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Blue-nosed pit bull.
Yeah. Blue-nosed pit bull.
Yeah. I don't like him, though.
You don't like your own dog?
Yeah.
It's never a good sign when a dog's owner doesn't even like him. The pit bull stared at me and started growling.
Is that dog not like me?
No, it's not that. It's not that. Don't worry about it.
My heart was already beating a little fast from the disgruntled pit bull. But just minutes later, it was beating much faster. In the middle of our interview, an SUV with tinted windows slowed to a stop on the street below us. Two young men rolled down their windows and pointed at us. I asked if he knew them.
I don't know who they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we go inside?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We stayed inside his house until the SUV left. I didn't wait around for them to come back. I walked briskly to my car, started it up, and drove a little faster than the speed limit out of there. I've never felt so relieved to be back on an L.A. freeway.
Rob Schmitz from member station KPCC.